Welcome, everyone. I hope you're doing great. Before we get into the quick take for this beautiful full moon that we have coming up on April 23rd or 24th, depending on where you live in the world, I wanted to show you I got a new tapestry for my office and I love it. It's beautiful. Anyway, so this week we have a full moon that's happening and it's going to illuminate the energies of the 8 and the 9. Now, if you haven't listened to the quick take for the week ahead, for the week of April 22nd, definitely have a listen of that because I go into detail about the energy of the 8 and what we could expect this week because we are working with a strong illumination of that energy, not only with this full moon, but for this week as well. So definitely have a listen of that if you haven't already. So for this illumination, we're going to be working with the vibration of the 8 and the 9. And so this is interesting because we could see, let's talk about the 8 first. So with 8 energy, especially with this dynamic, because let me kind of explain. So this full moon in astrology is happening in the sign of Scorpio. Scorpio is ruled partially by Pluto. It's the modern ruler of Scorpio. And so Pluto can carry very strong themes of the 8 energy. They kind of work in tandem a little bit. And so we could see really strong themes of potential power plays, power struggles, manipulation, control. And this isn't necessarily only about another person trying to have control or manipulate you, right? This could be having you take a closer look at where it is in your relationships, in your life circumstances, where it is that you are overly controlling or try to control things that are out of your control, right? And as most humans do this, right? This is something that, regardless of what people say, every human at some point has tried to manipulate a situation, has tried to, you know, to work in their favor, or has tried to control a situation and the outcome of that situation, or has tried to sort of flex their power in some way to, again, manipulate a situation. That's just sort of the dynamic of being human. It does happen. And so, and it could be as simple as, you know, maybe sort of fabricating some things on your resume so that you have the leg up over somebody else to get the job, right? So it doesn't have to be about this conniving, vicious, vindictive type of energy. It can be about where it is that we tend to flex that muscle in some area of our lives to help to sway the energy in our favor. And as we know, or as we figure out through the process, we don't always have control over situations, no matter how hard we try to have control over situations. And so this full moon could be highlighting for you where it is that you need to let go of the reins a little bit, where it is that you're just gripping a little bit too tightly, where it is that you're trying to control a dynamic or a situation to have the outcome sort of move in your favor or move in the direction that you want it to. But a lot of times we end up tripping ourselves up here, or we end up sort of sabotaging ourselves because the ego thinks a lot smaller than the soul. And when the ego tries to control every aspect of a situation or a dynamic, we end up potentially getting results, but getting results that are much less serving than if we would have controlled what we could control and surrendered to what we cannot control, and let the universe do its part, or let our soul do its part. And usually in that situation, when we can release control or surrender, we see great outcomes. It might take a little bit of time, but we typically will see outcomes that are much more beneficial, much bigger, much more expansive than our little ego could have ever sort of come up with. So when we have the energy of the 8, in this like very strong situation with a full moon that's happening in Scorpio with the Pluto as the ruler, this theme of, again, control, power, manipulation can absolutely be at the forefront. And it doesn't have to be as heavy or as sinister as what we usually see on social media. It can absolutely just be about where it is that you just need to step back a little bit and do your part, put in the effort that you can put in, have control in the areas that you can have control over, but let the universe do its work too. See this as a partnership between yourself and the universe, and allow the universe to do its part of its job, right? So do your part and then turn it over to the universe or higher power, God, whatever you subscribe to, and let them work their magic. See it as a partnership. And so this energy allows us to see more clearly where it is that we just need to loosen our grip a little bit. Now, this can also bring in, with this eight dynamic, areas where we are being pushed to be more empowered, pick up the reins a little bit more, step into our authority over some area of our life, right? And so in the week ahead forecast, I talk about becoming the expert in some area. And I do think that that's going to be a really strong theme this week, especially with this full moon, sort of highlighting where it is specifically for you, where it is that you need to assert yourself a little bit more, go after what it is that you really want, while not trying to control every piece of the puzzle. And I think what you'll find is the areas where you need to be more assertive or, you know, step more into your power, that will become very, very clear under this full moon. The areas where you need to release your grip, step back a little bit, and go a little bit easier, that will also become very clear. And of course, it's always what we choose to do with the energy when it presents. The energy can be present, but it's what we do with it and the choices that we make that ultimately decides the experience. So it's whatever kind of experience you want to have. Now, what's interesting also is we're also going to be working with the illumination of the nine. And so the eight and the nine together are interesting. So let's talk about the nine first. With the nine energy, this brings in some degree of grace. Where can you give yourself more grace? Where can you give others more grace? Where is it that maybe, you know, if something doesn't go exactly as planned, or if you feel like things aren't moving as quickly as you would like them to, where is it that you tend to sort of beat yourself up as opposed to giving yourself grace or understanding to know that, you know, everything is working in divine timing. And so everything, you're exactly where you need to be. Your job is to make the decisions to help to move you forward, right? Towards the goal, towards the vision of where you want to be. And so giving ourselves grace when things don't turn out, or when, you know, we seem to not be able to control a situation, instead of beating ourselves up, just giving ourselves that grace will go a long way. And so this full moon can help us to see that. The other thing with this nine energy is it definitely brings in a deep sense of healing, or has the potential to. So if there's some area in your life, and I would say that it's going to be tied to the energy of the eight. So again, somewhere to do with finances, power, status, influence, control, that sort of thing. Any of those areas where there needs to be some level of grace, forgiveness, deeper healing, this can be a time where that really comes to the forefront to be dealt with and sort of massaged, right? So again, I would say if there's a dynamic where there's been a tremendous amount of sort of power over you, someone's been manipulative or had control over you in some sense, and it could be from, you know, early childhood or whatever, this could be a time where that kind of bubbles to the surface to really truly be dealt with and healed. And so this is a beautiful time to definitely seek professional assistance through therapy or whatever speaks to you, to kind of get in there and really work with it and hopefully transmute it so that you can move forward in some way. I would definitely say this is also going to be a time for receptivity. See what presents to you at this time. This is not a time to really push forward and force things. If you have to force it, then it's not meant for you at this time. Wait until this nine cycle sort of passes, so around the new moon in a few weeks. But this is definitely a time to see what comes to you, what is highlighted for you for healing and for releasing, and see what you can do with that. So I hope it's a beautiful full moon. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.